What's going on, YouTube? What's going on, iTunes? Today, we're talking about the 7 steps best marketing plan for a law firm. Okay, the 7 steps best marketing plan for a law firm. I wanted to share this with you. First of all, you could be an attorney. Okay, you could know an attorney. Somebody may could be in your circle, and they're probably missing out on this big time information I'm about to share with you. That's number one. You want to let them know that we're here and they can absolutely blow up their law practice by simply applying the 7 steps that I'm about to share with you over the next few minutes here. Okay. They're very simple steps. They are, in fact, right under your nose, and chances are they're missing out on it. Okay. It's a big opportunity that's been presented here. Now, if you're not a law firm, maybe you're a network marketer, you're following me from that world, you're a real estate wholesaler, you are any of those things, a medical doctor, primarily if you run a private practice, you are primarily a marketer, okay? So you need to know that, okay? Because if you don't acknowledge that, you are going to fail, especially in this digital age right now, okay? So one of the many reasons why businesses go under so often is because they stop focusing on bringing new clientele in. They stop focusing on bringing new customers and new business. They stop. And or they never really got started. They got lucky in the beginning. They never really got started the right way. I was actually, when I started back in 2005, I was actually the last part. I did some marketing, but it was more or less, I didn't really understand the concept. I was just doing it. So when business started to flow back in early 2006, I stopped marketing. Okay. Marketing is something that any private business, private law practice, any type of size of business should never stop. Okay. And when I say never stop, it's okay to stop old school stuff, because the old school stuff like yellow books and things like that is just complete waste of money, okay? Complete waste of money, because there are better ways for you to utilize your resources. Part of your resources is your marketing dollars, your marketing budget. There are better ways, and if you're not paying attention to that, your competition is paying attention to that, okay? And what's going to eventually happen is you're going to get wiped out by your competition if you don't pay attention to how you manage your marketing dollars, okay? I don't care how rich you are. You need to pay attention to the best way to disburse or to roll out your marketing dollars. So that's why I'm going to be talking to attorneys, law firm, people with private practices today. I'm going to give you the 7 steps, best marketing plan. This same 7 steps is applicable to any type of business you may be running out there. Same exact steps is applicable. So pay attention. But I want you to pay particular attention to how I relate it to a law firm and how this is going to relate to any type of business. Now, let me just tell you something really quickly. I want you to know that your money, it's in somebody's hands right now, okay? Revenue coming into your business, it's in somebody's hands as we're speaking, okay? It's in other people's hands, okay? And Grant Cardone will say, who's got my money, right? So the money you're going to be paid is in somebody's hands, and the only way you're going to collect that money is based on how much value you're giving into the marketplace, okay? It's based on how much value you're bringing into the marketplace first, okay? You lead with value first, okay? You lead with value first. It's not the other way around. You don't collect money first, okay? You lead with value first. That's the way it works in the real world. And it's always been that way. But sadly, the marketing arena shifts. Like the marketing media shift with the modern times, okay? So basically, you know, once upon a time, it was radio. Then it was terrestrial radio. Then it was TV. And today is the internet, okay? So most of your clients are going to come from doing some kind of search on the internet, okay? Sometimes interrupt marketing works, okay? But I personally don't think it's the best way to use your marketing dollars, your marketing resources, your marketing time. I personally don't believe that the best way to use it is to spend money. I believe Spending money should only you be used to target people that have already seen you in the past. Okay, people that have already engaged in your content in the past, you can re-engage them by spending some few dollars because there's a higher chance that they're gonna buy. Because in the first place, they searched you out, they sorted you out, and they found you, right? So chances are maybe the baby came in the room, something happened, life happened, the husband came in the room while they were about to buy, and they didn't buy anymore, right? So remember, I'm going to be sharing with you the 7 steps. The 7 steps, primary thing you should have at the core of your business today. And if you don't have those core things at the core of your business today, I don't care if you're being successful right now. It's only a matter of time your business is going to crash. And you're going to say, yeah, I heard that one guy talking about this some few years back. Trust me, it's happening to a lot of people right now. And I made some predictions some 3, 4, 5 years back. And a lot of people are wishing they were on the forefront of that situation right now. But there's this one timeless factor that was there, right? Which is you're going to make money. The money you're going to make, the revenue you're going to bring to your business, to your practice, to your law firm, is going to be directly proportional to the amount of value you bring into the marketplace. Does that make sense? It's going to be directly proportional to the amount of value you bring to the marketplace. It's not the other way around. You're not going to make money first before you do more. You're going to do more, okay? So everything I'm going to share with you is going to be surrounding that same concept, okay? So step one is to identify. You need to identify who your ideal customer what they want, okay? So you need to identify what product you have. So for a law firm, your product is somehow, some way you serve customers that need defense or people that need somebody to help them claim their rights, somebody that needs them to advocate for their rights, right? I don't know how you define exactly what you do in your world. You know how you define it. You know what your product and your services are, but we don't want to assume that. We want to identify the product first. So it's the first P of the 3 Ps. You need to identify 3 Ps, okay? And the first of that P is to identify, because you need to pick a niche, okay? You can't say I'm all type of lawyers. I can do real estate. You can't say that, okay? When you are tackling the 7 steps, you need to pick the one that you want to focus on. And then once you finish one circle or one cycle of step 7s, then you can repeat the same thing for other places you may specialize. But bottom line here is you need to identify a unique product or service that you want to go after. Okay. Step 2 is to identify the second P. Okay. Step 2 is to identify the second P. And what's that? Who's your ideal customer? People, right? People is the second P. Who is your ideal customer? Who is that person that you're so good at serving them that when you serve them, they're going to be so happy that they work with you, right? Or maybe you haven't worked with anybody yet, but who is that ideal person that you really feel like you've mastered the game on how to help them fight or advocate for their right, either in the form of a defense, lawyer in a court, or in the form of the other way around, or as a real estate lawyer, you help people protect their rights, you help people protect their assets. You need to identify who those people are. So the second P is P. You need to do that. You need to write it down. If you don't write it down, you're going to waste a lot of time and possibly money in advertising to the wrong people. So the first 2 steps is very simple. Identify what your product and your service are. Second P, identify the people that your product and services will serve. The third step is to identify the process you want to use. Okay, so maybe you have a practice at your firm already. You have a process that you take people through once they come in through the door as a customer. You need to put that down on paper and understand, because once you implement the next 4 steps here, right, you're going to need that process to be in place already. Okay, once you see, there's no point bringing traffic of people through your doors if you don't have a seamless process in place to help them and actually serve them so they can become success stories for your firm. So you need to be documenting your success stories, and that's part of the things I'm going to be sharing with you here over the next 4 steps. Step 4 is to invest time into researching. You need to invest time into researching the pain of your ideal clients, those people, right? need to do some time. You need to spend some time. You probably know these things already, but I promise you when you write these things down, it's going to have a lot more effect on the growth of your firm than assuming that you know it. You probably know it, but there's something about writing things down. You need to do some research and write down the pain exactly on an emotional level. What is the pain that your ideal customers are dealing with? So, for example, let's say you're an injury right protection lawyer type of thing, right? What kind of pain is that person that just had an accident is going through? What kind of pain could they be going through? Or maybe they don't even know they're going through pain. They may be going through some heartache. They may be going through some other crisis in their life that their loss has caused to them. And they may not know what that thing is, or maybe they can't speak it out in words. The best way, if you have existing clients, is to speak to some of them and find out in their own words what is it that they're going through. If you have experience, you probably know what these things are, and you need to speak this and write these things out. Okay, so the pain. The second thing that you need to invest time in researching is the questions that your ideal clients would have. So you need to invest time in that. You need to also invest time in researching the problems, common problems that your ideal customer would have. So that's what step four is. And you need to write these things out. By the time you're writing these things out, I would suggest to go for 100, okay? So sometimes it may even seem redundant, okay? In other words, people may be going through the same problems, but they may communicate it in three different ways. That will be three different times you need to write it down. So when you had all that together, that will be 100. You need 100. Why did I say 100? Because you're trying to dominate here. You need to literally wipe out your competition with the next three steps I'm going to be sharing with you here. Okay. Step five, you need to learn how to replace their pain with pleasure. Chances are you already know how to do this, because again, I'm only speaking to law firms, right? I'm speaking to a lawyer. I'm speaking to an attorney that already has a private practice and you're trying to dominate. You need to replace that pain with pleasure in words, okay? In words, you need to write them down. You need to answer a bunch of questions. So from that 100 list of questions, pain, and problems that I told you in step four, you need to write down what the solution, what the pleasure would mean. What would pleasure feel like? You need to write those out, right? You need to write out you need to also write down the answers to some of the questions. So some of the 100 list will be questions. You need to write down what the answers would be, okay? And of course, you need to the solutions to the problems that they have, okay? So, and that takes me to step number six. Again, you're probably doing already, okay? So most people right now in this digital age, one of the biggest mistakes they're making why they're not dominating is they only do step six. They're doing. They are, in fact, a practicing lawyer, right? But they are losing business to other people that are smarter that have these seven steps in place, okay? Because eventually, they will find those other people and you will lose some clients. Okay, maybe you don't have repeat clients. By the way, you can have repeat clients. There's a way around that. But let's say most of your clients are one-time customers. They're not exactly one-time customers if they can refer people to you. And again, this total domination right here is how you're going to have people referring people to you, because you're going to be in people's you're going to be on people's radar all the time. So referrals will keep coming through the doors, right? So step six is where most people already do. You're doing what you do. You love doing what you do. But like I said, we're going to have step one through five and then have step seven, because primarily, if you own a private practice, you are a marketer. Your job is business development. Your job is to bring more clients and more clients every day through the doors. That's your responsibility. And the same thing applies in any type of business. That if you own any type of business, it's your responsibility to generate leads, generate traffic every day. And the best type of traffic generated is free traffic, free and organic traffic. Organic traffic means they are already searching for you. And this seven steps plan is exactly how they're going to find you. We're literally reverse engineering people that are already searching on the search engines to find you. But everyone else is doing a placeholder, just local business, but everybody else is doing that. The part that most people are not doing is what I'm about to share with you right now. Okay. That's the part that most people are not doing, which is step seven. Everything I told you to write down in step four and step five. In step four, you're writing down pain, questions, and problems. Step five, you're writing, you're spelling that, you're spelling those out in 100, right? Step five, you're replacing that with pleasure in the form of writing them down, right? What would that feel like to help these people solve their problem, right? But also, you're actually writing down the solutions. You're also writing down the answers. Again, a total of 100, right? Step seven is where you create content out of all this material. You create 100 pieces of content. Now, I said 100 not because you're going to stop at 100. It's because I know that once you do 100, this is going to become second nature. You're going to totally dominate your local area when it comes to what you do, right? You're going to get so much business coming to your door, you never want to stop at 100. That's the whole point of the 100 dream content, okay? So essentially, the T, I-L-D-T, the T stands for teach. You create content in the form of videos, in the form of audios, in the form of articles, and you create this content, you put them in on the major networks, okay? The way I wrote it down in my quote here is teach for free regularly on major online networks such as YouTube, Facebook, on your blogs, on iTunes. So those are the major network of the digital age. It's no more ABC. It's no more your yellow book. It's no more your NBC. It's no more CBS. It's now YouTube, Facebook, Google, iTunes, Instagram. It's now these platforms. Now, you don't have to try to dominate all of them from the beginning. You could start with one, but there are ways that you can syndicate the distribution of your content to all of them in one shot. And that's some of the stuff that I cover in my free class. So in my free class, which is olatalks.com/mastermind, that's O-L as in Larry, A, T as in Tom, U, X as in Xerox, .com/mastermind. When you go there, you'll be able to attend a free class where I go into a little bit more details on how to rank your content at the top of the search engines so that when people find your content, you have a troop of customers. So it's not just good enough to create content. You're going to be creating relevant content. There are quite a few things, a few things you're going to be doing to make them rank so that when people are searching for answers to their problem, when they're searching for solutions to their problems, you're showing up with this 100 pieces of content and you have a troop of new clients coming to your door every single day. Free traffic, free leads, endless paid signups for life. So go through that class, olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go through to get into a little bit more of details on how we do that. So hopefully you've been enlightened on today's episode. I don't know what you're waiting for. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe, right? Because I'm going to come up with content like this all the time that can help you in your business, in your practice, in your private practices, in your endeavors, and sending your message out into the world and to spread your message wide out there. I'm going to continue to create content like this. So make sure you like, you subscribe, and make sure you go through that link and be on the class. It's a free class. And also, I think in addition to that, I'm going to send you 3 free videos with case studies of people that are using this to successfully blow up their business already into the millions of dollars. People are making millions upon millions of dollars doing exactly the 7 steps I just shared with you here today. So that's what I have for you today. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.